preacher a lot of times is talking in his sermons, and he's talking about reading and studying the Word of God and meditating on it. And a lot of times what we need to do is just sit still and listen and think on the Word of God. And sometimes we're just in such a busy world, and we're doing and we're going and we're thinking too much instead of just wiping it all clean and just listening to God and thinking on His things, things that are pure and true and of good report. Because it's easy to get down in this world with everything that's going on around us and even in our own lives. But when you sit and think about the omniscience of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and you just really think about, and it's hard because we have a finite mind and they're infinite, but when you think about the omniscience of God and how that He knew, not just for a little time, not for just millions of years, but forever this way and behind, that He was going to come. And He knew how He would be received. And He knew how He would suffer. And He knew how He would die. And He knew that we would fail Him. And He knew we were sinners. But forever and ever and ever, knowing that He would go through all that, He came anyway. And it's mind-boggling. It blows my mind, as the preacher says. It really does, to think about the omniscience of God. It's a big word, but it's an even bigger meaning that God knows. He's always known. He'll always know. But He always loved us, and He came anyway. Christ knew through all eternity that from the night He'd be born, that many would reject His word and love. But He knew we needed saving, and He knew we needed peace. Though some would not believe He was God's Son, but He came anyway, knowing what would be. He came mankind to save. All we have to do is just believe. He knew that lonely day would come, that they'd nail Him to a tree. They would wrongfully accuse Him out of hate and sentence Him to die upon a cross. He knew that even though He would cause blinded eyes to see, heal the sick and raise the dead, still He would pay the highest cost. He'd trade a royal diadem for a crown of agony, but a greater pain He knew His heart would feel, to be separated from His Father's fellowship and love. He'd have to take this world's dark sin upon Him. Walk of Calvary's here. But He came anyway, knowing what would be. He came mankind to save.